Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. It's just me today, raw, and I'm gonna say I'm caffeinated. It's like 8 o'clock at night. I drank some coffee light, trying to get a bunch of food done and just chores, house chores and kids. And I've just been in it today, literally in the kitchen all fucking day. But yeah, I drank the coffee probably pretty late. I'm not having a great time sitting in this chair, but I had technical difficulties yesterday. My headphones are going crazy. So just so you guys know, I do have some headphones in my Amazon cart that I will be getting because it's wonking out my sound. But if you did not hear my podcast today with Rory, if you guys have not listened to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire, that's a really great show. It's going to come out. It's actually going to be out in the morning. Sorry about that. So it's a little Thanksgiving episode for you guys. But I did a podcast with Will as well for both sides of the mic, the real his and hers. And that was a fun episode as well. So if my sound is wonky here again, I love you guys. Thank you for trying. Go listen to another show. Okay. Otherwise, just stay here. But yeah, here I am, caffeined out. Usually it's a 50-50 chance. Is it gonna put me to sleep or am I gonna go crazy? So I'm tapping my foot here and I'm probably gonna start talking really super fast, which shocker, I guess I do that sometimes. But before I dive in tonight, you guys know I have to do a quick reminder. I did this Omega blood test, okay? It's an inflammation score and it's a lot of nerdy cellular health stuff. And listen, if you really want to know the reason why you're so tired and you're puffy and you're cranky and you're snacky and you're mood swingy or you're praying for a metabolism resurrection, you need to get the test and start the oil. Like, stop guessing and start knowing. And to the brands who have slid into my DMs wanting to sponsor the show, yes, hi, welcome. I love the enthusiasm, but if your product is trash, if you are promoting fake health, or if it's a bunch of bullshit wrapped in woke nonsense, yeah, I politely decline. I don't sell my soul or ethics around here, which is, I'm here I am. That's okay. So if you want to sponsor the show, you got to be built on truth and results. And I'm looking for integrity, not fairy dust in marketing. Okay. It's got to be something that really speaks to my soul. You guys, this podcast is my baby. I don't have commercials on here for that same reason, because who the fuck knows what they're going to advertise. And if I don't back it, it doesn't get to show up here. So today's episode, this one matters because I want to talk about frustration. That thing that turns like normal humans into emotional raccoons digging through the trash at midnight, wondering why life is so fucking hard. So I'll break down a little bit of why frustration hits so fast, what it's actually trying to tell you, and why giving into it is basically handing the enemy the steering wheel to your life. Managing frustration is not about being calm or soft or spiritually zen, okay? It's about refusing to let your nervous system run the show. It's about keeping your brain out of the ditch and your purpose on track. And I love you, but listen, bitch. Frustration's going to show up, whether it's in your marriage, in your kids, in your weight loss, in your business, in your calling, in your family gatherings, in your timeline, in your expectations, in your phone battery, in your pre-workout, you name it. It's not the feeling that destroys you. It's actually what you do with it that fucks you up. And so, yeah, the show is going to be important because frustration is a gateway drug to giving up. Literally. It's that moment where most people quit and spiral and shut down or start self-sabotaging. But if you can learn to catch it, regulate it, and redirect it, bitch, you become unstoppable. You become consistent. You become the adult in your own story instead of the emotional toddler throwing mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving. I have said this so many times on my recorded episodes this week about throwing mashed potatoes. I might have to just actually do it tomorrow for no reason. Just got a little inkling to do it. So grab your notebook if you need to take some notes. And let's talk about how to stay in control when everything in you wants to scream or quit or set shit on fire. Bitch, let's talk about that frustration before you throat punch your to-do list and throw your phone into the lake. Here is the good news, okay? Frustration isn't proof that you're failing. It's proof that you care and that the way you're currently doing it is not it. Okay. So I'm going to give you a handful of tangible, usable ways to handle frustration. Okay. On the first one that I think this is going to speak to everybody really is the dashboard light rule. Nothing's wrong with you. The system just threw a code, right? Frustration is like that check engine light that's on in your car right now. It doesn't mean the car is trash. It literally means like, hey, babe, something under the hood needs attention. You know, maybe you're trying to lose weight and you've tracked for perfect days and the scale goes up 2 pounds. Frustration says, see, nothing works, give up. Dashboard light rule says, okay, something's off. So track your hormones, your sleep, your timing, your salt, your water. Lift the hood instead of setting the whole fucking car on fire. So you're going to want to think about this check engine light when you're feeling frustrated. Literally, say it out loud. This is a dashboard light, it's not a death sentence. And then you can ask yourself the simple questions. And I promise you guys, if you ask yourself questions, you're going to find the answer. Is it my strategy that's broken? Or is it that my timeline is unrealistic? Or maybe it's my expectations that are acting like a toddler in Target. You are not a broken human. You're just a car that needs a tune-up. You know, it's not time to tow your shit to the junkyard yet. And then we need to go through that expectation audit. Did I agree to this or did I just fantasize it? So much frustration is you being mad about an agreement nobody actually made. You expected your husband to read your mind and know that you needed help with the dishes. You expected your kids to just know better. You expected social media to magically find you your people while you hide and then just post once a month. That is not a plan. That's a hallucination with a fucking filter on it. It's like ordering a full Thanksgiving spread in your head and then getting mad at DoorDash when you never actually place the order. You know, when you feel that surge of what the hell, ask yourself, did I ever clearly say what I needed? Did I make a plan or did I just hope? Is my standard clear or is it just that it's loud in my head? Then you're going to turn one unspoken expectation into one clear conversation or one written plan. If you didn't communicate it, you don't get to stay resentful. You get to fix it. Let yourself have a 2-minute tantrum. Let your emotions sprint, not move in. Sometimes you don't need a deep talk. You just need the mini tantrum with a timer. You're on your third tech issue. Me with my headphones, okay? Or the most exhausting thing I'm going to tell you guys is uploading shit to YouTube. Like if I'm trying to upload a reel, I swear it is the slowest, like molasses, or it'll crash. My audio doesn't sync, and I am ready. You know how many times a day I'm ready to renounce technology and just move to the middle of nowhere? You have no idea. Instead of pretending I'm fine, like I set a timer and I get pissed. Like I am so fucking pissed right now. And sometimes I vent to my husband or whoever it is, you know, because it is frustrating. It's annoying, and I hate this part about all of it. So I let the tension get loud for a set time and then I'm done. And now I sat the fuck down. It took me about 40 minutes to get my headphones to connect tonight and to hopefully fix the sound. And here we are. I threw the tantrum. Nothing happened. The world didn't implode. Nobody got hurt. I didn't say anything to anybody. You know, it's like opening the pressure valve on your Instant Pot, whether you release some steam intentionally or the whole kitchen becomes a crime scene. You know, that's it. 2 minutes, rant, stop, ugly cry, pray, pray that it starts with that dear God, I fucked up. And then physically, you've got to reset the 10 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, shake your hands out, drink your water, step outside if you have to. When the timer goes off, it's very simple. What is the next right step? Short tantrum can equal long-term sanity. You also need to have like a sort of zoom out lens. You're not stuck in your whole life. You're stuck in a 30-minute window right now. And frustration loves to lie in absolutes. It's always like this. It's never going to change. I'll always be behind. You're just having a very garbage moment in a very layered story. Like pausing a movie during the sad scene and just saying, that's it, this whole thing's too tragic. No, babe, you stopped before the happy ending came. So if you zoom out like 6 months, how big is this really? Will this matter in 3 days, or is it just loud right now? I mean, ask yourself, have I survived worse? Have you? Have you? Zoning out, it's not going to dismiss your feelings. It just kind of reminds your brain that this is the scene. It's not necessarily the ending. It's not the ending. Give yourself an upgrade question trick. I think this is a good one. And my headphones are wigging out, you guys, but I'm gonna stay calm. Stop asking, like, why am I like this? My 9-year-old, no, she's 11. Why do I keep saying nine? Oh my God, you guys. My 11-year-old, like, she's so hard on herself. Then I'm like, you have to redirect this. And then she gets more mad. She's like, why am I like this? But like, really, like, let's learn to ask ourselves, what is this telling me? Why am I like this is just a self, it's you're gonna weigh yourself down every single time. It leads nowhere good. It puts you in a shame spiral. Instead, say, like, what is this frustration trying to show me? Where is the gap between what I want and what I'm doing? What skill do I clearly need that I never learned? It's like getting pissed off at your smoke alarm instead of looking for the fire, you guys. Like, if you're frustrated about finances, maybe the frustration isn't I suck with money. Maybe it's just the fact that you've outgrown winging it and you need actual structure. Frustration becomes feedback. It's not your verdict. And this should be one variable at a time rule. You're not a lab explosion. You're an experiment. Okay. We get frustrated because we throw 18 changes at our life and it doesn't work. Everything fucking fails. Everything sucks. For example, you wake up earlier, you stop drinking the coffee, you switch out your supplements, you cut sugar, you do 10K steps, you launch a new offer all in the same week. Now you're exhausted, overstimulated, underwhelmed, and you're just pissed. It's like changing the oil, the tires, the engine, and the transmission. You do all this at once, and then you wonder which one fixed the noise. When you're frustrated, just ask yourself, what exactly did I change? And strip it back. Pick one variable to adjust for the next few days. Just your morning routine, just your pre-workout, just your content. Frustration really a lot of times just means too much too fast with no clean data. And then you needed this this is this mind filter? Like, some of the bullshit you're carrying is not your circus, not your monkeys, not your clowns. You're frustrated, but half of what you're carrying isn't even your responsibility. You're mad about what adults on the internet believe. You're knotted up over grown people's health choices. You're emotionally holding other people's reactions to your boundaries. You're parenting your inner child, three grown friends, and the entire news cycle. Of course, you're frustrated. You're trying to run, the fucking HR department of the world. So when you're feeling overwhelmed and angry, ask yourself, is this my job or am I playing God? Did God assign this or did my guilt volunteer me? Is this a burden I should carry or is this something that I hand to him because I can't? Do I just pray for this and release it? Bless and release. It's like dragging extra suitcases through the airport that don't even have your name on them. Return what isn't yours. You're allowed to say that's heavy and sad and it's not mine to fix. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And then there is the lower the bar, raise the standard hack. Sometimes the day honestly just needs less drama and more clarity. We confuse bar and standard all the time. The bar is, you guys, this is like how perfect it has to be. And the standard is what you will and will not accept for your life. And high frustration often comes with a high bar and a very unclear standard. So, like, for example, you want to read your Bible. Do 45 minutes of cardio, cook organic, run a business, be a playful present mom every day, or you call yourself a failure. That is a bar problem. Okay. And I think if you tried to do all of that, you would be at the bar with your problems. Okay. But this is like consistent Thanksgiving doesn't count unless every single dish comes out piping hot at the same time. Girl, no. I've got six dishes in my fridge right now, just waiting to be reheated tomorrow. Lower the bar. Break your Bible reading down into one chapter, not a seminary lecture. Break your movement into like 15-minute increments. You don't need to do a fitness influencer montage and raise the standard. I am not available for self-hate anymore. I am not available for back-to-back hangovers and then wondering why my nervous system is screaming. Less perfection, more non-negotiables. And then always just have. I feel like this, you need to have a sacred pause before you reply. You're allowing to feel frustrated without forwarding it. Like frustration loves a microphone. That's why we text back too fast. That's why we post out of rage. And that's why we snap at our family when the real issue is our own fucking disappointment. That's like a glitter bomb of emotion. You can open it in your own room and clean it up, or you can open it up in the living room and spend 5 years vacuuming it out of the carpet of every relationship. Make it simple. When I feel activated, I don't hit send. I text and delete. I don't post. I don't even open my app, and I don't walk into the room with that energy. Instead, keep it simple. God, I'm pissed. I'm pissed, and I don't want to bleed on everyone. Help me say what's true, not what's toxic. You know, write the message that you want to send, but just write it in your notes and then wait like 10 to 20 minutes and edit it like someone you love is going to receive it. You could still be direct, you just don't have to be destructive. The use the future you as watching perspective. Make the move. Your healed self will thank you for, not the one that your future self's going to roast you for. When you're frustrated, you want relief, not wisdom. And so, bitch, that's why we quit. That's why we binge. That's why we say the thing we can say and we ghost the habit that was actually helping. That's what we do. It's like rage cleaning your phone and deleting all your progress photos and notes because you had one bad day. Ask one question when frustration is screaming. If future me watched this moment like a replay, would she be proud or would she be disappointed? Future you, babe, you're healthy, you're grounded, you love Jesus, you love yourself, you have boundaries. You don't negotiate with the version of you that self-sabotages. Let her vote. Would she rather you quit or rest? Vent or journal? Scroll for 2 hours or go on a 10-minute walk and reset? Act like the future version of you is in the room because honestly, she is. You're building her right now. And how many times do we joke? I know I do it. I'm like, that's tomorrow, Brandon's problem. That's not fair, babe. That is not fair. You know, I want you guys to understand you're not crazy, you're not failing, and you're not alone. You are human. Your standards are too high. Your strategies are outdated, and God isn't scared of your frustration one bit. If you take nothing else from today, hear this. Frustration isn't the validation you're looking for to prove that you're broken. It's proof that you actually give a fuck. And that means that the way you're doing it right now isn't working. It's not that you don't work. So, as you head into Thanksgiving tomorrow, with all the opinions and the noise and the timing and the kids and the food and the family dynamics and emotional landmines, remember, you don't have to nail it. You just have to stay conscious. I want you to catch the frustration before it turns into a meltdown or a shutdown or a regret. I want you to breathe and excuse yourself if you need to. You know, go pray in the bathroom or ugly cry in the bathroom. Stand on the porch, text a friend, step away from the mashed potatoes before you weaponize them. You're allowed to regulate before you respond. And I'm proud of you for even caring about how you show up. This already puts you in such a different category than most people just sleepwalking through their triggers. You know, I love you, bitch. I am always cheering for you, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. You are going to be a part of everything I think of tomorrow when I'm thinking of what I'm grateful for. Thank you for being here with me on the Listen Bitch podcast. Have a beautiful, boundary and peace protected, joy filled, happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Eat something good, laugh way too loud, and leave the table with your integrity intact. You are not alone. You're crazy, and you are absolutely built for this. I love you guys.